there, ladies and gentlemen, friends and rivals. I'm Josh, and I'm here with my very lucky son, Isaac.
Hi.
And we will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how it would fit for you and your table. Today, we are looking at Flip 7, designed by Eric Olson, artwork by O'Neill Mabel, and published by the OP Games, or perhaps the OP Games. Flip 7 is the self-proclaimed best card game of all time. You press your luck as you race to be the first to score 200 points. Just make sure you don't bust.
You can play to 3 to 99 players.
But you might need more than one deck if you're going to try to play with almost 100 people.
Yeah.
Isaac, they say that this is the best card game of all time. That's what the box says. So that made me wonder, what is your favorite board game of all time?
Waterfall Park is a good card game.
What do you like about Waterfall Park?
That you trade in things.
I think that my favorite board game is Flame Rouge. You remember that bicycle game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really fun one. I think my favorite game to play with you guys is Quacks & Co.
I do love Quacks & Co. Second favorite game.
All right, are you ready to get into how to play Flip 7?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. In Flip 7, your goal is to be the first player to score 200 points. The game uses a special deck of 94 cards with 1-1, 2-2s, 3-3s, and so on all the way up to 12 12s, plus a few special cards that can help or hurt your progress. On your turn, you'll flip over cards from the deck one at a time, trying to collect as many unique numbers as possible in a single round. Each time you flip a card with a number you haven't seen yet that turn, you add it to your stack and earn that many points. For example, flipping a 5 gives you 5 points. Now, you can stop at any time and bank those points that you've earned for the round. But if you flip a number you've already revealed during the same round, you bust, and you score 0 for that round. So it's a push-your-luck style game, and you're always trying to decide whether to play it safe or take a risk for more points. Now, some cards in the deck have special effects. They might save you from busting, give you more points, or make a player have to draw 3 cards in a row. These can add a twist to your strategy and help you catch up or pull ahead. Play continues clockwise, and players take turns flipping until someone reaches 200 total points and wins the game of Flip 7. Isaac, we have played quite a bit of Flip 7. What is it about this game that you find so fun?
My favorite thing about Flip 7 is the 12 cards.
Yeah, there are 12 12 cards in the deck. So you get that 12 and you get a lot of points, but you know that there are going to be 12 other, or 11 now at that point, there will be 11 other 12s in the deck somewhere. So you have to be careful that you don't flip those and then you lose all your points, right?
Yeah.
But one of the tricky things too is that after the first round, those cards go into a discard pile. You don't just reshuffle them all into the deck. So if maybe 3 or 4 12s came out that first round, well, now you know there's only 8 or so left in the whole deck. So it's less risky to get a 12 again as the rounds go on. What is your strategy for this game, Isaac?
My strategy was to try to get a second chance card, and when I won out, I will stay.
Yeah, today you had 2 second chance cards.
Yeah.
And you still didn't end up getting all 7 cards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough getting up to 7 cards. I didn't say in the how to play at the beginning that you get 15 points and the round immediately ends if somebody gets up to 7 cards. And the special effect cards don't count. It's just actually the number cards that count towards your total. I think of all the times we've played, which we've played quite a bit, I don't think anybody has reached 7 cards yet. It's definitely tough to do that.
Yeah.
Are you more likely when you play this game to play it risky and just keep hitting, or are you more likely to play it safe and bank your cards quicker?
I like to play it safe.
Yeah, that's kind of how I play Press Your Luck games too. But it really is fun when somebody has a lot of cards and they're like, oh, I'm going to hit again. And you're like, oh, I like watching other people do it. I don't like doing it myself.
Yep.
What is your least favorite part about Flip 7?
My least favorite part is watching someone get it busting.
Yeah.
Or getting a draw free card if they bust.
Yeah. So there is a special effect card in the game called Draw 3, and you can play it on another player, and it immediately makes them have to draw 3 cards. And usually that player ends up busting. But yeah. That's kind of what can make it fun, because if they don't bust, it's like, oh, no way, look at that. And now they're really close to getting that 7. But yeah, it is tough. I would say that's my least favorite thing about the game too, Isaac, is that, like, for example, when we were playing today with your little brother, Elliot, he got an 8 on the first turn, and then, you know, he says hit, and then he gets an 8 again, and all of a sudden he's out of the round.
Yeah, and then he got 28.
Yeah, he had 28 for basically the whole game.
And then I gave him an extra, a bunch of bonus ones. I had 107, and I gave him 108.
Yes. So we played to 100 today, which that is something I will note for everybody watching or listening at home. Is that the game plays up to 200 points. We normally play up to about 100. I think that, especially if you're playing with younger kids, that's sort of the limit for the attention span. But I can see this game being fun with 200 points if you're playing with an older set. But anyways, yes, we normally play to 100. And Isaac, you were very kind and gifted your brother over 100 points there at the end because he just, after the first round, he couldn't get anything going. He wasn't even making any bad decisions. He got unlucky over and over. Okay, of all the different special effect cards, which one is your favorite?
My favorite is the 1 because you can't bust on 1. I also like 0 because you can't bust on 0 evil.
Well, those are just actually the number cards in the game. And you're right. There is only 1-0 and there's only 1-1 in the game. But I'm talking about like the second chance card or the freeze card.
Oh, my favorite is the chance card. I don't really like the freeze card because I see someone stop. But this time it was really helpful.
Yeah, the freeze card can be... that's true. The freeze card did help you this game because Elliot froze me and then you ended up winning before you gifted your brother all those points and declared him the winner. That is true. But yeah, the second chance card is the best because it basically means you can play as risky as you want because you know that if you get the same number again, you can just trade in that second chance card and you get to keep going. If you could make your own special card for the game, Isaac, what would you like it to do?
I would like to make it a go-again card.
Oh, a go-again card? How is that different than a second chance card?
It makes you draw another card.
Oh, I see what you're saying, like a draw another card.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Maybe it could be a thing where you got to draw a card, and if it made you bust, you just could just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. How do you feel when you bust in this game, Isaac?
Sad.
Yeah. I don't mind so much when I bust, but it is kind of sad seeing you guys bust.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot was very disappointed today when he was busting.
Yeah.
Isaac, let's talk more about the strategy of this game. When you are playing this game, do you just kind of focus on what you're doing or do you watch the other players and what they're doing as well?
I watch the players.
How does that help you?
I just like seeing what they get.
Yeah, because whatever numbers they're getting are numbers that are no longer in the deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to keep seeing those 12s come out. Who is the best Flip 7 player in our family?
I would say you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're really good.
Thank you. You're really good, too.
Yeah. I think you are 215.
Uh-huh.
And I am 214. I'm almost catching up with you.
Now, when we've played this game with a lot of people, I remember when Mr. Jared's kids came over. And they played with us. Do you like playing the game more with a lot of people or just when it's me and you and Elliot playing?
I like playing with more people.
Why is it more fun with more people?
Because I get to watch more players.
It is a really fun game. Would you think about this as more of a strategy game or a party game?
A party game.
Why is that?
Because it can go up to a bunch of players.
Yeah. Do you think this game would be fun if you actually tried to play with 99 players?
Yeah, it would be really fun.
What would be more fun about that?
Then I could see a bunch of players play.
Yeah. It would take a long time to get back to your turn, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be hard to keep track of how many of each number was being used, too.
Yeah, I would have to get more seats of people.
You would, yeah. Isaac likes to keep track of the score and stuff. You'd have to keep track of what numbers had come out, too. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
When your friends came over and we all played, I just decided to be the dealer and just deal out the cards so that you guys could play. Do you like it better when Daddy just plays as the dealer, or do you like when I play too and I deal out?
I like when you play too and deal out.
Okay. I would say the game definitely goes faster when Daddy is just dealing out to you guys. But it is fun to play too.
One of my other favorite parts is that when you get 7 cards, you get 15 extra points and the round immediately ends.
Yeah. And that's tough to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
This game on the box says that it is the best card game of all time. Do you think this is the best card game of all time, Isaac?
No, Waterfall Park is way better.
Well, Waterfall Park does have cards, but it's really a board game. It comes with a board and you put stuff out. Card games are games that don't really have a board. They just have the cards. You know what I mean? So like when you like to play Super Mario Uno, that's a card game.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, my favorite is Super Mario Uno, my favorite card game.
Okay, so Flip 7 is not the best card game of all time?
For me.
Right, for you. Well, how would you rank this game, Isaac? Would you give it 0 thumbs up, thumbs down, 1 thumb up, or 2 thumbs up?
I would say 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. Wow, so you really like this game.
I mean 1 thumb up.
Oh, 1 thumb up. Okay.
Because Super Mario Uno is 2 thumbs up.
Super Mario Uno is a fun game.
Yeah.
Especially when we play the Isaac Remix version. I would give this game 1 thumb up too, but I will say that of all the games like this that you can play with a 5 and a 4-year-old, this one is right up there. So I would say that with kids, I'll give it a 2 thumbs up. But if this was just a game I was playing with friends that are grown-ups, I might give it a 1 thumb up. It's definitely a lot of fun. But there are times where people just get very unlucky. And that's a little bit harder to deal with when it's with kids. With adults, they probably wouldn't get quite as bummed out. But, you know, it's a fun game. They're really pushing this game. For a little bit, they were actually giving it away on their website for free. I think they just want more and more people to play it because they really believe that this is a really good game. What do you think about that?
Good.
Yeah. Do you think that this game is going to get really popular and a lot of people are going to like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's going to be one of the most popular card games that's out there? Yeah. Do you think it's going to get more popular than Uno?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll have to see if that happens. All right. Any other thoughts before we get going?
No, not really. Do you have any questions, Daddy?
I think if I was going to ask one more question, I would just say, what do you think is the age limit for this game? Because the game says 8 and up. But you're 5, and you can play it just fine. Your brother played it when he was 3. Now he's 4, because he just had a birthday. And he seems to handle it just fine.
I would say 3 and up.
3 and up? Okay, yeah. Shiloh can't play just yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just throws the
cards
around.
He just needs 2 more years.
Yeah, he'll be there soon. Thank you all for listening today. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. But if you don't like socials, I get it. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us over at BGG. All of these links are also in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder, who made the intro and outro music, and to Aleski Chislin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week for another episode of the Game Table Podcast. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye.